Well, Martin, back in action again for the third week in a row, and another big game, I suppose, and a whole different ball game this time, putting your toe into Ulster.
Yeah, there's the third week in a row, as you say, and three very different games, from a county final to Malaren and Gaeltacht to the first round of Ulster now. So three different games, but all taking on their own merit, and it's great to be playing football this time of year. And if you participate in the Ulster club, it's a huge thing, so it is. So we're delighted to get the game.
And it is really, I won't say a new challenge, because you've been there before on two occasions and reached the Ulster final the last time you were there in 2010. So it's not new for a lot of players. But having said that, it's something you can only focus on in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, not new for a lot of players, but it's a totally new team to what played in 10 and a completely new team to what played in 5 for us. So it's a new challenge for this team, definitely. So it is. So it's one we're taking very serious now. We've worked really hard this last week, and one we're looking forward to now.
And have you got much work done over the last week? Obviously, the All-Ireland Gaeltacht last weekend.
Even after the county final, we'd done a right bit of work the Wednesday and Thursday after the county final, and last weekend, I suppose, with the Gaeltacht game and the under-21 game last Sunday as well. So it was good that regard that we'd 25 or 26 of our senior panel that got a full game last weekend, which was important, and we'd two good sessions in Monday and Wednesday. During the weekend, we had another get together then last night. So we got a right bit done now. We've a lot of video work done this last week, and we feel we're well prepared for it. Like we know.
There's no such a thing of an All Ireland Gaeltacht or county final hangover with Niamh Connell.
No, definitely not. That'll not be an excuse now for beating Sunday. We'll not be using that as an excuse.
Yeah,
we'd be a better team on the day. We've good preparation on this last week or 10 days, and we're happy with the work we've done going into the game.
Yeah, at home, that means a lot, I'm sure, in McCool Park, a ground you're familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. We've played three of our championship games there this year, the quarterfinal, semi-final, and final. We're all played in McCool Park, and we had two good training sessions there during the week, so it's a pitch we're delighted to be getting back into. Anytime you're playing in Balfour, it's a good sign. It's a big game when you're playing in there, so we're delighted to get the game in Balfour. It's a huge plus for us. We always have a good support wherever it was, but to have it at home makes a big difference, definitely.
And your opponents, Trellick, somewhat surprised champions in Tyrone. Do you know much of them?
I wouldn't have known much of them before this. You know very little about them, but now after watching the last couple of games, you know, they're quality right throughout the team. Rory Kelly, fullback, is a super player, so he is. The earmark is the next fullback in Tyrone. They rate him that highly. The halfback line is Brendan Ned Donnelly, Rory Brennan, two super players, very strong around the midfield, and Gormley and Richie Donnelly, and obviously, they've managed only their marquee player in the half forward line, but the full forward line is a super full forward line as well. Neil Gormley, young Brennan, Lee Brennan, I think it is, and Derek Allen, they've great full forward line. So, throughout the team, they're really strong throughout the team, and it's a challenge we've taken very seriously.
Yeah, and obviously, you having a good record reaching the final the last time. You know, once you're there now, you would have ambitions of doing well.
Oh, definitely. Look, if we can get over Trellick on Sunday, you're only an hour from us to final, and God knows what could happen at that stage. But we're taking this game with Trellick very seriously. We've great preparation on this last 10 days, and it's a game we're taking serious. We're not underestimating the challenge, like, in any way. They're a quality side to get through a really tough challenge, championship, and throwing into it relative ease.
And
quarterfinal, semi final, very easy. So they're a serious side, and they're one we're taking.
And tell me, has the recent couple of weeks and the big games taken its toll injury wise? How are you fixed?
No, we're not too bad. No, considering all the fuck we've had in the last 2 weeks, we're very lucky with injuries. Owen's obviously suspended. Owen McGinnigan really a huge loss. It's disappointing for him to miss out. And James Corkman's carrying a bit of a hamstring injury, but we're hoping he'll be okay. He trained on Wednesday. He was working Friday night, so he's looking it down, but he trained a good session on Wednesday night, so we're hoping to have a full deck to select from bar Owen.
Yeah, but as you said, maybe at home, maybe the favourites, but certainly expecting nothing easy from Trellick.
Oh, certainly not. No, they're a quality side. Like I said, they came through a really tough championship in Tyrone, beating off little fancy teams along the way in Cole Island, and obviously Billy Clover in the final. They're a serious outfit, and they're very young, they're fit, they're very well organised, break at pace, they're defensively very well set up, they're a serious side, so they're, and they'll give us everything we want on Sunday.